You are now listening to the Bullseye Podcast brought to you by AFI Advisors. Sit back, get comfy, and keep all arms and legs inside the vehicle when in motion. And now, here is Josh, Peter, and Brian.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Podcast brought to you by AFI Advisors. This is Josh Shores here with Peter Raba.
Someday I'm going to figure out when I said that. I've been thinking about that since the last podcast. I know I did, but I did not know that it was a behind-the-scenes
It's a thing.
Thing.
It's an inside joke that we've tried to keep you out of, but you're now in it. So Brian is off this week. Don't know what he's doing. I'm sure it's a whole lot of nothing. I've tried to not even text him or anything. I've tried to give him just peace.
I've texted him a couple
times. Peace and quiet. So,
yelled at him.
We've had to go to the bullpen, and we have a new visitor this morning, Kaylee Feathers.
Hey, everybody.
Where did you come from? Do you work here?
Yeah, I do. I've actually been here since June, just kind of behind the curtain, working from home. But the new building has brought me in, and I'm official.
I will say that's not Kaylee's fault. We thought the new building was going to be done a lot earlier, so we originally had made the plans as soon as that was up and running, because it didn't make a whole lot of sense for Kaylee to join us at our old location,
right, which
is now empty and sad, and you can really see the Pepto-Bismol rug.
Oh, I still have my keys, by the way.
Everybody does.
Do I need to get those back to you?
We'll figure it out eventually. They haven't asked for mine back either, so
we should just have a huge party up there.
Yeah. I doubt they have people lined up to occupy the space.
So. That place is so creepy. On the have you ever been to the second floor?
No.
I went down there one day just because I needed to get up and, you know, move around. And
ghost town.
I walked down on the second floor, and it was really creepy. Just remnants of old building or old, you know, businesses.
Yep.
And some of the doors were locked. Some of them weren't. So I just walked in some of them, and it was just like, it looked like an office apocalypse.
Office graveyard.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So
I will say I went up. We got the last little bit out of there, and the gap, it had been maybe a week or two since we had been up there. And as gross as this is, there were so many dead bugs that had like fallen out of the ceiling because nobody's there to vacuum on a consistent basis or any of that type of thing. It looked like a bug apocalypse in some of the offices. It was bad. But anytime you move desks and things that have been there for 20 years, you're going to find a few things anyway. But there had to have been 15 to 20 dead hornets. So I don't know if something had gotten sprayed around the building and they all just kind of came through the vents into our office. But it's a little creepy. Glad to be out of there.
Amazing that we could operate in those conditions. Everyone probably knows they feel bad for us now, knowing that we were operating in such poor conditions.
Yeah, I mean, put us right up there with mine workers and, you know, the sweatshops in Asia.
Dead bugs. Yeah. So we've been trying to get Kaylee to come join us for a little while now, and she always finds this little, like, loophole of sorts to, you know, weasel her way out of it. But we've kind of just made you this morning.
Yeah.
So okay. Let's make the best of it. Why don't you tell us about yourself?
All right. What do you want to know?
I don't know.
Do you want personal details? Do you want my professional background?
Well, let's break it down. Where are you from?
Kingsport,
yes, Tennessee.
Yes, I grew up here, so I'm very familiar with the area.
Where did you go to high school?
Dobbins Bennett.
And you graduated, right?
Yes. Okay. No, I actually still got a couple class credits.
Hey,
I've got a question, though. Because I'm learning to be a DB person as my boys go through. But one of them asked me the other day, why do we say Roll Tribe? Like, we understand the Roll Tide for Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
As a Sullivan South person, you know, who we went through the period of time with our Confederate flags, we didn't, you know, figure this out. But why is it Roll Tribe? We just don't get it.
You know, those are questions that I didn't ask myself when I was a student. I think the tribe is because they're DB Indians.
Right.
So that's, you can explain that. The role part we might just be piggybacking, because we do, you know, at the football games, we do the
whole, the chop.
Yeah,
it's kind of a hodgepodge, isn't it? It really is. I mean, with the Roll Tribe, and then you're doing like the
Atlanta Braves,
Florida State, like chop thing, or Indians, Cleveland Indians did that for a while. I don't know.
Now they're the Cleveland Guardians.
So stupid.
Although, did you see, there's an Indian nation group that's actually suing Cleveland to bring back the Indian name.
That doesn't surprise me, though. I mean, I feel like it, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but I feel like it got
on this podcast.
I feel like all these sports teams get a bad rap, but I think there's some people on the other side that are really proud of having that representation and having that, you know, in the mix, because a lot of them feel very forgotten and
now without it being part of the public consciousness.
Sure, and I mean, they've let's be honest, they've already been through a lot. So if all they want's a cool name, let's just let them have their name.
Yeah. So,
well,
if you're a Kingsport resident who knows where that comes from,
Roll Tribe.
Yeah, let me know.
It really doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Even the Alabama part's weird. Like, I don't like elephants and Roll Tide and Alabama. There's a lot of weirdness.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to get Josh Mancuso over here. You know, we both know him. He's one of those, you know, if you've seen him online, he does a lot of the where did your sports mascot names come from? And maybe he'd have the
insight on it. He does a great job.
He's touring as a comedian now.
I know. It's so wild.
Yeah.
I'm not used to knowing like semi-famous people.
I know. He did a clip with Joe Milton out of Tennessee. He did one with, I'm going to butcher his last name, but Nate Bargatze.
Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, I think he did a clip with them.
He did.
Yeah. So
I'm actually going to see him in Knoxville. He's really good. I'm excited.
Well, he just did Saturday SNL. Night Live.
He killed too.
Yeah, the Washington, George Washington skit is now one of my favorite.
When they
SNL.
Were talking about all the like the metrics and the numbers and
right,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I just saw his monologue. He was in skits too?
Oh yeah, he hosted, so he was in all the skits. Okay. The George Washington monologue is worth watching.
Yeah, you need to watch that after this. It's really funny.
That's funny. I didn't picture him as being on that side of comedy. Well, like he's great at stand-up.
He's not. But you can tell he's not a natural with that side. But I mean,
I think he plays into it though. Like he intentionally gives a wooden answer in some of these things.
It's a little bit of that, you know, square peg round hole thing, but I think he's just funny enough to make it
pull it off.
He's so dry and
I was worried about that too with him being in skits, because you know it's just not those two things don't always translate. It's a different feel, approach, tact, everything. So,
and he's representing Tennessee up in upstate, so
that's fine with me. I feel like he's doing a great job. I feel like we get a lot of bad representation. I'm totally fine with him being a front runner for what we've got going on. Totally fine with
it. If he wants to come on the podcast and tell us how it went, you know, we'll schedule him right behind Dolly and you know, we'll go from there.
He's in Nashville. It's, you know, 4.5-hour trip up the interstate, and
or we'll come to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's a better idea. Let's go to him. But it would be cool for him to see our high tech podcast room.
It's going to be high tech.
It was so funny. Kaylee walked in, and you've seen this room before. You've walked past it, but she walked in and she was like, "Oh my god."
It's a work in progress.
It's getting there, but you know, kind of like the two conference rooms, we focused on other areas first.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get that squared away. I rolled out the rug in the one main conference room, so now that's a little less ghetto. Cool. So we still don't have any pictures up on the walls, really. Mm-hmm. We've got to get a few of those up.
I hung a picture up the other day.
You got a picture up? Yeah.
I have one I need help with, if you want to take those skills to my office.
I will definitely help. I feel like I am the maintenance worker here.
Yeah.
I do a lot of the repairs and just general labor. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. I'm going to put it on my resume.
Yeah, add it to your marketing.
Yeah.
The most vague profession.
Everybody
term,
in this office
guy.
Does everything.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. Everybody kind of chips in.
I was up disassembling desks at the other office the other day.
Yeah.
We were actually really fortunate. It took me forever, but office furniture is not in high demand amongst donation places.
Mm-hmm.
And we had tried business incubators, we had tried Salvation Army, we had tried a lot of places, and there's just not the demand for it. So they don't want to take what essentially would be, ultimately trash for them that they'd have mm-hmm. to deal with. But we did find an organization, Wags to Riches, mm-hmm. out in Johnson City that supports the, I think it's the Washington County Animal Shelter out yeah. there, and they have a thrift store. And they came and took a whole bunch. There's still some filing cabinets that they're going to come get and a couple of desks, but they finally took those. But yeah, those were a beast to take apart. Mm-hmm. I don't know, and this podcast is going all over the place today, but it's one of those things that I don't understand why we've decided that there needs to be 17 different types of screws to put things together. And so it's like as soon as you get something set up with a Phillips head, then they're like, oh, no, we need an Allen wrench. And whoever Allen is, I hate. Allen wrench things are the worst. And then you'll get a random bolt or you'll get a hex nut or, you know, and so I'll get out in front of it. Brian made fun of me. I texted him from the office and I said, hey, from the old office down here, I was like, hey, can you bring the electric screwdriver?
Oh, my
up?
Gosh. He drug me into that.
Yes.
I kept asking him. I was like, are you sure he said electric screwdriver? And I was like, Brian, that's not a thing. That's
well,
just, that's
one,
not a thing.
It is a thing. you can buy electric screwdrivers that's all that they do at Walmart or wherever else. What I should have said is the electric or the cordless drill that has a screwdriver attachment. But I needed the screwdriver part.
No,
so.
All you got to say is the drill. Just bring me the drill.
I wasn't using it to drill. I was using it to be a screwdriver. But Brian was very upset. So I'm trying to get out in front of that one before he has a chance to roast me on that one.
Yeah, I'm sure he's put that in his pocket.
Yeah.
I do want to say something really quick, though, on the Wags to Riches. They have a lot of nice stuff there.
They really do. That thrift store is great.
Yeah, because I delivered that stuff, and I took some time, and I walked around, and there's a lot of really nice stuff, and they seem incredibly, like, on it and organized in the back. When I was unloading stuff, they were telling me, okay, put this here, and this goes over here. And
we tried to give them the things that I thought would actually sell.
Right.
So lamps and mm-hmm. some of the various things that just were never going to transition over here. And they do a good job, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone needs to go. I'm 2808 West Market Street, Johnson City.
Okay.
It's their address. Go check them out. Go buy something. Help support these animals. Speaking of animals, I have a dog that needs adopted.
Have you still not found a home?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah, I, you know, and if anybody's listening, they told me if can't find a home for her within the next week, they're going to have to start doing animal testing on her. So.
Is that a joke?
Well, but so she's still over at Colonial Heights Animal Hospital? Or is she making her way back over to you?
To my knowledge, she's still over at the Colonial Heights Animal Hospital. I need to go over there actually today. I probably will walk over there and just see what's going on. But man, we are overran with runaway and stray animals right now.
Yeah.
All the shelters are full. It's wild out there. But I don't know what to do with this dog.
I know. Once you're involved, it's a thing. And,
yeah.
And you're the responsible human involved. So to save this animal from Josh being the responsible human involved, call Colonial Heights Animal Hospital.
Or email us at connect@afiadvisors.com and I'll hook you up.
Right.
I'll bring this dog to you. I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. We'll figure it out. She's fine. She's living her best life. She's not cold and hungry. And
yeah. We need an office mascot, maybe.
Everyone keeps saying you need an office dog. And I'm like, first of all, that's not a thing, really.
I've been to businesses that the owner brings in their dogs. I used to go to a dentist that would bring in his two big, big old German shepherds.
You know,
and they would roam the halls, which, you know, is fine up to a point, but
yeah,
I don't know that it would work best. We're going with office fish. So the fish tanks are up and running.
Fish.
We'll have fish here in the next little bit.
Sorry. Never too early for a Yoo-Hoo.
I always see those on the shelves, and I'm like, who buys the canned Yoo-Hoos? Now I know.
Yoo-Hoos are amazing. You don't like Yoo-Hoo?
No, I like them. I just like them in the glass bottle, how they're meant to be consumed, you know.
That's fair, because they do taste better out of the glass bottle.
There's very few things that don't. There's some things that are really good out of aluminum cans, but most things out of a glass bottle taste better.
Chocolate water is one of them, I think.
It's really good. Well, it is a good source of vitamins. They're very vague on what vitamins. They just say vitamins. And it's chocolate drink. It's not chocolate water. It just says chocolate drink.
Right. It's chocolate juice.
Segue from Yoo-Hoo into food, though. Thanksgiving is coming up. We usually try to have a good debate on what the best Thanksgiving foods and the worst Thanksgiving foods are.
I do have one bit before we get into that. I do have one good news about Thanksgiving this year. Turkeys are going to be significantly cheaper. So we're looking at a 22% reduction from last year in turkey prices.
That's a lot.
It's a massive drop.
What happened?
So part of it's the supply, part of it, you know, the industry, you know, the feedstock and everything else got easier and easier to get there. So it was one of those ones that I think had overinflated. Mm. And so when we talk about inflation all the time, we're talking about things that, you know, potentially are just always going to be higher. But the ones that are way higher than the national average of inflation do have a tendency to come back down to the average. And this is one of those years where, you know, the price per pound on a butterball should be less, about, like I said, 20% or so.
I guess we got to get those turkey people to start running the country because they're figuring it out.
Well, that or they gouged us before, but one of the two.
I'm just trying to keep it positive.
No, but yeah, so best Thanksgiving. Let's let Kaylee go first. Favorite Thanksgiving side. We'll throw turkey out of there.
Yeah, because the turkey and ham and everything, that's too difficult. It's all about the sides.
I could really care less for the meat. I think it's just kind of part of it. But I'm
Do you not eat turkey?
No, I do. Yeah, I just, it's not the biggest part on my plate. I would say my favorite combination is just stovetop stuffing and cranberry sauce. It's just something, I don't know what it is. It just makes me feel like it's Thanksgiving.
Cranberry sauce out of a can?
Yeah.
Like, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I don't really
like to see it like wiggle on the plate.
Yeah. I like it. It's simple. I get it once a year. I think that's the appeal. Like, it means it's Thanksgiving, it's holidays. It's my fave.
How do those people make money?
By selling a lot of canned cranberries.
I feel like no one is popping open cranberry sauce on like the 4th of July.
Maybe, they should.
Yeah, it is good. Maybe it's like a spirit Halloween deal though. You know how they open just like that one time a year? Cranberry sauce dealers just come out.
So I want to make sure I understand this correctly. So you're saying out of everything that could be sitting on that table, you're going for the stovetop and the cranberry sauce?
It was really just the first thing that came to mind. So I feel like I had to...
Would you like to correct your answer?
Is my answer not good enough for you?
I just think you could do better.
If I had to throw in a second, maybe green bean casserole. Is that better?
I make an amazing green bean casserole.
Oh, good to know.
Just spilt some of my coffee.
Oops. Are we doing that as a office...
We're going to have a Christmas shindig.
Oh, yeah.
Food is TBD. Also, I'm trying to listen to see. Someone just walked in the door. Whoever person. If you're listening to this later, you're a little louder than what I thought you would be. So if you all hear that, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm all about the... I love stuffing. My mom makes the best stuffing.
Since you both said stuffing, are we talking stuffing, which goes inside the bird?
Yeah.
Or bread that's been baked, which is not stuffing, that goes outside the bird?
He's always got some kind of Peterism to
throw. It's not stuffing if you don't stuff it in something.
It could be stuffed, though.
It's
Therefore, it could be stuffing.
Yeah. That means it's outside of the bird and on top of the stove.
Which means it's dry and gross.
It does the same thing with coffee. He calls it burnt water.
It is burnt water.
He's got all of his Peterisms.
Call it something else. Call it bread casserole for all I care. But stuffing was stuffed into the turkey. The turkey juices get down into the stuffing and make it taste better. And that is stuffing, which would be high on my list. Probably number one. Cranberry sauce would be an easy, like, a canned cranberry is up there for me. Maybe not two, but definitely three. I think mashed potatoes are probably two.
I could tell about the first two because you seem super passionate about them. So just go to...
Love stuffing. I have
mashed potatoes and macaroni.
But those are those aren't Thanksgiving specific. I mean, they are, but they're not. I have those once a week. You know,
it's because you're a child. So does my 10-year-old son.
Right, along
still
with
growing
Dino
into
Nuggies.
My palate, you know? Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, we were the generation that were raised on Lunchables, and you wonder why charcuterie boards are the thing now. We, you know, just stuck with what we want.
Wait, what kind of board?
Charcuterie. I'm sure that is pronounced...
It's close.
Yeah.
Chart? Is there an R in there somewhere? Hey, I could have gone with shark coochie board, which I've heard as well.
A few moments later.
I think it's charcuterie.
Charcuterie. Yeah.
So, yeah. We like what we like.
Don't embarrass us in front of Kaylee. She already said our room didn't have feng shui.
Probably doesn't.
Which I don't even know the real definition of feng shui. Do you even know what it means?
It's an idealism. I don't know.
Now you're using bigger words to cover up your other big words.
If you use enough big words, people don't ask questions. They just assume.
You're
you know.
Arranging your room so that the flow of the universe enhances your life.
You don't think this enhances your life? This setup? We've got a Monopoly rug. What more do you want?
We gotta get the fuzzy dice to go with it.
Yeah. You can come in here and just play break time.
Well, I mean, Kaylee would be the one to know, being the board game queen.
Yes, I'm definitely very into that. I don't play much video games, but yeah, I was excited about the Monopoly board. Settlers of Catan is definitely my go-to, though.
I don't know what that is. Is that some kind of like World of Warcraft or Dungeons and Dragons?
No, it's a resource management board game. Board games have seen a massive... like renaissance here in the last 5-10 years. It's become a huge market. If you go into Target or Walmart, they have full walls of board games, and it seems like a place where a lot of, I guess, collaborations are happening. So your favorite TV show gets their own board game, and there's 8,000 versions of Monopoly out there.
There's a Kingsport Monopoly. I own one. Yeah.
Kingsportopoly.
Yeah.
What is this Settlers of Catan? Catan. Is it Catan or Catan?
Catan is how I say it. I think you could go either way.
So you're probably right.
I think Peter said it best. Resource management, board game. A lot of strategy involved. There's several expansions, and I have a few of those too. Once you get into it, it's hard to stop.
Is resource management kind of like Farmville? Where you're trying to like grow things and sustain your life on your own.
No.
You're trying to claim things within these hexagonal, you know, board pieces
right.
that give you power within the game.
They all represent resources. So it's a game of probability and negotiation.
So it's like Dungeons and Dragons.
No.
I don't think you know what Dungeons and Dragons is.
So when you play Settlers of Catan, do you all get dressed up and have like a whole night thing of it?
No,
you
but it could. Does sound like a Thanksgiving game, kind of. No, we don't.
No, but, you don't role play in yeah. Settlers.
But, can you tell I play a lot of board games?
I wonder
beer
almost...
pong does not count as a board game.
That's true. I do have one board game that's super trendy, like it's very hip and indie, and I've been playing it for several years, and it's Ticket to Ride.
I like Ticket to Ride.
I've not heard of that, actually.
That's fun.
That
you
is fun.
You want to talk about some strategy. There's...
You're building railroads across Europe and different maps and whatnot.
How big is the board? It sounds like it would be...
It's not huge, but I think you can play up to 6 people, maybe.
I think if you like tickets, you'd like Settlers. I really do, because it's the same vibe of game. They've got different setups, but... It is a strategy game in the end.
Right. Well, let's play it. Is it long? Does it take like a whole day of my life?
If you play the base game, you can finish up in like an hour, I'd say. And I think it'd be a great team building exercise. I've actually got it in my car. I go everywhere with my Catan.
So weird. I don't have an outfit, though. What would I wear?
What you have on right now is fine.
I really like to get in character, though.
I'm all for playing games.
I wonder if, because you're talking about them rising in popularity, and you also see them when you go to like recreational, like breweries especially, you'll notice they really have those at most of those locations, if that's kind of what sparked the renewal of interest in it.
You know, I think it's like a lot of things that come in waves, that as children become adults and have adult money, and they say... Well, I still want to do the things that I enjoy. So, like, we've seen a renaissance in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and things like that, things that were popular when I was a kid. Board games, as they've become more sophisticated, you know, your generation, since you're a little bit younger than I am, had access to things that we basically had Monopoly, we had Clue, we had Chutes and Ladders. We only had a few, but as it became cheaper and cheaper to manufacture these, and then you saw more and more people want that nuance, and similar to the internet exploding, you know, as that intellectual power came into it, it's just grown. So I think it's a natural evolution, but it is... And it's also not looked down upon. Like, if you think back to, like, when I was in college, if I had gone to a, you know, evening location and pulled out Monopoly, I would have been laughed at.
Yeah,
but you're right. Like, you can go to a brewery in town and there's a wall just to go pick out, you know, a whole bunch.
The things that made people different and quirky are now what make people cool.
And celebrated.
Yeah, for sure.
So which ones are the Pokemon people with their phones chasing?
Pokemon Go?
Yeah. Are those people quirky or cool?
Depends on what part of the world you're in.
What if you're in Northeast Tennessee?
There's a large community here that does them. So I know Brian's part of that community. My boys love Pokemon Go.
It's so crazy.
I didn't know it was still operating.
Yeah, it's
like
huge.
I remember it, but it came out, debuted like 4 years ago. Is that about right?
Somewhere in there.
No.
Pokemon Go? Yeah.
It's been out for a little while.
Well, I just heard about it. So I'm late to the party.
You're very late.
Yeah.
Now
in Japan, obviously it's huge.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's culturally.
Isn't that where Pokemon lives? Japan.
That's where it originated.
What? Is it Pokemon a guy? Isn't it the yellow guy?
No, that's Pikachu. Pokemon are all the monsters. Pokey meaning pocket. Mon meaning monster. Pocket
this
monster.
This whole time I thought Pokemon was a guy.
Pikachu.
Dang it. I feel like I've been lied to.
It's all right.
So we may want to give an update on current market status, what's going on. I know that we touched on that a little bit a couple of weeks ago. Peter, give us an update.
So the big things that we've seen here lately, the market has been rebounding a little bit from that summer sell-off. We got above 35,000 on the Dow again. We've traded off a little bit today. You're seeing the Federal Reserve still making comments that interest rates could continue to go higher. So 8% mortgages may be, even higher here in the next couple months. I think probably the biggest thing that we've seen, the geopolitical fallout from two different events. You had the Hamas, attack on Israel, which then created the backlash, and that whole, issue created uncertainty, because anytime you similar to Russia, Ukraine, you just don't know where these things are going to spiral. So we've gotten a little bit past that it doesn't seem like it's going to break out into an entire regional war. Mm-hmm. And then we had the whole debacle with the Speaker of the House, where Kevin McCarthy was kicked out for basically making a resolution to keep the government open along with Democratic votes. And so Mike Johnson, who was probably the 7th or 8th choice to go up for the Speaker on the Republican side, just, passed another continuing resolution also with basically the exact same thing that Kevin McCarthy did. 95 Republicans voted against it. So it's basically been passed, the exact same thing that got Kevin McCarthy kicked out. He just had to do, because I think we're realizing that without having a unified front on the Republican side, you just can't get anything done. So the government will stay open now, at least until part of the resolution goes through January, a little bit of it goes through February, and then we'll have to do this whole thing again. But that clears the way for the back half of the year, not back half of the year, but really the last quarter of the year. We don't have anything sitting in front of us from a market perspective that should be negative. Now we'll get into holiday sales, and we got Black Friday coming up. Those numbers are always huge, especially as we determine where the market's going to go. I think it's gotten diluted by Cyber Monday and pre-Black Friday deals.
Yeah, what even is Black Friday anymore?
Right, so, but I'm sure it'll be a record-breaking number.
Right.
And if that's the case, we'll see the markets move higher.
Yeah.
So that's the short version. It's kind of like...
The short version.
Yeah.
The Cliff Notes.
The Cliff Notes. It's still one of my favorite things from a movie, Spaceballs. So like,
yeah.
Short version. Do you? Yes. Do you? Good. Kiss her. That type thing.
Well, and I do want to encourage folks to sign up for our Lunch and Learn. That's coming up January 16th here at the office.
We're thinking we'll have space, at least initially, in the 14 to 20 range.
May have to cap it.
May have to cap it. So if you are wanting to come, we already have had some RSVPs. Get that in.
So RSVP to connect at AFIadvisors.com. Let us know that you can come. We'll let you know what food we're going to have a little closer to time. We're still a little ways out. But we do hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving. Check us out at AFIadvisors.com to see what all we've got going on.
We'll put some cranberry at the Lunch and Learn. We'll save a can.
This is over. This podcast is over. Kaylee, thank you for hanging out with us. I'm sorry we put you on the spot. It wasn't so bad, was it?
No, it could have been worse.
Will you come back?
Yeah, if you'll have me.
Will you bring your game?
Yeah.
I think we should do a live broadcast, like live stream of us playing this game.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Kaylee can explain it to us and we'll all make fools of ourselves.
Yeah, we'll just mount some kind of camera up here, and it's just like, it'll be like Big Brother style. Like people are just watching from far. Yeah, what could go wrong?
I like that idea.
Right. My accents are what could go wrong. So I get into like saying things in weird accents,
You get into character.
I do.
See, that's but what I don't I'm talking dress about. Up.
But that's what, regardless of what video game or board game I play.
Ah.
So
we've got to stop. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Bullseye Podcast. Do you want to sponsor the show or maybe even be a guest? Contact us at connect@afiadvisors.com to get the conversation started. Thank you for all of the continued support.
For more awesome content, like and subscribe now.